live interface on IYFWrestling.com. Here's Sean Jacobs.
Welcome once again, wrestling fans, to IYFW Interface. Right here, IYFWrestling.com. I am your host, Sean Jacobs. First of all, we want to thank all of our Albany fans for making our first two big shows here in Albany so huge and in the crosshairs even bigger than the first one. And before we roll on to Season 9, let's recap what went down at In the Crosshairs. We began the evening with a five-man gauntlet match. Starting it off, we had Zane Maverick and the one-man dance club Rob Coleman kicking it off. We saw a little high-flying from Zane Maverick, a little bit of dancing from Rob Coleman. We saw the likes of Maximo Suave, Matic, but when it was all said and done, Dewey Murray would come out on top and the winner of the five-man gauntlet match, and he goes on to climb the ladder of success here at IYFW. Up next, a very exciting four-way tag team match featuring the IndyCard Mafia. A father and son team surfs up, taking on Sal Morocco and Roman Dominguez. And, of course, IYFW Academy newcomers Sebastian Kelly and the high-flying Cameron Yates. An exciting match. Lots of action to call, especially with surfs up and the IndyCard Mafia. IndyCard Mafia would, of course, get out there right away. And the father and son team of Surf's Up wanted to end on the action just as much as the IndyCard Mafia. And, of course, Sal Morocco with Roman Dominguez. Roman Dominguez, for nearly a year now, has been just sort of just taking it easy after suffering the big loss and losing the heavyweight championship. Not feeling too eager to get into the match. Instead, he would just rather jawjack with the fans on the outside. Sal Morocco and Roman Dominguez would have a little bit of action in this match. Not nearly as much action as the newcomer Sebastian Kelly and the high-flying Cameron Yates. Although Cameron Yates, not a whole lot of flying done, as the IndyCard Mafia would wrap things up and secure the win at In the Crosshairs. Up next, we had the big bad wolf of In Your Face Wrestling, CJ Scott, taking on another newcomer here at In Your Face Wrestling, Garrett Holiday. CJ Scott, one half of the Savage Wolves, and the big bad wolf of In Your Face Wrestling, running through all the new recruits, and would finally see a defeat, finally suffer a defeat at the hands of Garrett Holiday. Of course, with help on behalf of Damon Ravage, the Savage, and of course, Franz Roddy would also interject himself in the matchup. Garrett Holiday would go on to win that match. CJ Scott, obviously frustrated and very angry. And we would see him later on at In the Crosshairs. You had Zach Clayton with the big dog Don Adams at his side as they take on Fox Vineyard and the debut of his very own personal mascot. Fox Vineyard, a very flashy entrance with the glow sticks for all the crowd and the kids, which would be a very entertaining match. And of course, Zach Clayton, all business, hashtag all business. Hashtag Zach Clayton. Zach Clayton would go on to win that matchup, although Fox Vineyard would have a whole lot of fun, of course, with his brand new mascot, the Fox. I guess we're just calling it the Fox. We'll find out more later on. Up next, we would see a 17-year veteran, Chip Stetson, and Hellcat take on the tag team champions, Surma and newly molded member of the Scum Dogs of Sanity, Sorath, formerly known as Lance Maidwell. In an upset win, Stetson and Hellcat would show their solidarity against the Scum Dogs, capturing the tag team championships right there at In the Crosshairs. And yet, CJ Scott been seething backstage, angry, upset by the loss of Garrett Holiday in the match. Of course, with Damon Ravage coming into the match, interjecting himself, Franz Roddy interjecting himself also into the match. Franz Roddy and CJ Scott have been going at it for quite a few months now. CJ Scott has had enough, came out, addressed the crowd, called Franz Roddy out, said, "Franz Roddy, I want you to come out here." He addressed Franz Roddy and then said, "Fine, let's do this one last time. I'm tired of you interjecting yourself into my matches. I'm tired of us fighting. Let's do this one last time." So what did he propose? CJ Scott says, "Here, let's do this. one last time. Loser leaves professional wrestling. The powers to be came out. They said, you want this? You got this. So, next month, November 7th, it'll be CJ Scott taking on Franz Roddy for the last time. Loser leaves professional wrestling. More on the next event, November 7th, Proving Grounds, coming up here in just a little bit. Up next, a tag team matchup featuring the Northern Fury. Big Vito, Sergeant Fury, taking on Mr. Canada, Ricky Williams, with Scott Scarsdale at his side. Of course, Ricky Williams would then partner up with Trip. Of course, the payoff right before the bell rang. Scott Scarsdale handing the envelope of money. Matchup very entertaining. A hard-fought, well, almost victory for Northern Fury, what they thought was a victory for Northern Fury, as Mr. Canada would try to use the brass knucks, and of course, would lose the brass knucks. Northern Fury would go on to use them without the referee knowing about it. Of course, they would get the win, but the head referee would come out, get his nose in the business, not realizing, or I guess just not seeing, that Ricky Williams actually introduced the brass knucks, went to use the brass knucks in the match, but the head referee saw that Northern Fury actually used the brass knucks, would reverse the decision, and would grant Ricky Williams and Trip the win. Up next, we would see In Your Face Wrestling New Breed Championship defended by Elite Terrell, who had been champion for almost 1 year exactly, would go on to face Damon Ravage, who would attack Elite Terrell a few weeks before In the Crosshairs. Of course, the video is posted up at In Your Face Wrestling website, IYFWrestling.com, and of course, at the YouTube page. But Damon Ravage would go on to defeat Elite Terrell and capture the New Breed Championship. So we got two brand new champions. We got new tag team champions and a new Breed champion, Damon Ravage. And we'll see him November 7th at Proving Ground. After accepting the offer from CJ Scott, Franz Roddy would go up against the number one contender, the Right to Fight winner, Cassius Cutcher. Franz Roddy, obviously a little disheveled, knowing that November 7th may be his last match, maybe too much on his mind, would suffer loss at the hands of Cassius Cutcher. Up next, for the first time ever, the Stars of Tomorrow, the hard-hitting Bobby Ocean, the hybrid Sean Carr, and what would be a hell of a match, back and forth, very evenly matched, awesome match to watch, and really, I just sat back, even though I was doing half-color commentary, I had to sit back and enjoy the matchup. It was a lot of fun, always a lot of fun at our events at In Your Face Wrestling, and most of the time, we got like, you know, 5 or 6 matches posted, but there's always more matches when you come to our shows. You're like, oh, I heard there's like 5 or 6 matches. And you're like, oh, actually, there's like 8 or 9. And you're like, you always get your money's worth at In Your Face Wrestling each and every time. November 7th, our next event, Proving Grounds. And every time, we do it. And we do it right. And we do it for you guys. And we've been doing it for 9 solid years. But quite a matchup between the hard-hitting Bobby Ocean and the hybrid Sean Carr. The Stars of Tomorrow. Bobby Ocean would go on to win that match. Both men showing respect before and after the match. Again, a fun match to watch. And if you ever have your chance to see these guys out there, either the hybrid Sean Carr or the hard-hitting Bobby Ocean, please get out there and go see these guys in action. Finally, for the In Your Face Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, we had the champion, Drake Evans, being challenged by Len Oddity, the leader of the Scumdogs of Sanity, who suffered a loss at the hands of Chip Stetson and Hellcat earlier. Would Len Oddity capture the World Heavyweight Championship and regain that balance? We would find out that match that night would be a hardcore match. Now, we know Len Oddity's already odd, and we already know that he's got plenty of things up his sleeves. And we already know he's got sleeves within sleeves within sleeves, don't you know? A matchup that would involve cookie sheets, rubber chickens, thumbtacks, and an attack at the very end of the matchup. After Drake Evans would go on to pin Len Oddity an attack from the back. New alliances formed at In the Crosshairs. You had the IndyCard Mafia, along with Cassius Kutcher and Tripp, all storming the ring, beating down on Drake Evans, beating down on Len Oddity. Len Oddity would try to come back and almost defend Drake Evans in the ring. It was very surreal to see this happen. It was an amazing night of action. It really was, and it always is at each and every event. Speaking of which, now it's time to discuss November 7th Proving Grounds. First up, already huge news. If you don't already know, not only do we have an IYFW championship matchup, a loser leaves professional wrestling matchup, and a new breed championship matchup, we've got the legendary Road Warrior Animal making an appearance at Season 9 Proving Grounds. That takes place Saturday, November 7th, at the Duanesburg Area Community Center. We have a very special meet and greet question and answer session with Road Warrior Animal. Get your questions ready. That starts at 4:30 p.m. that afternoon. Proving Grounds Season 9, the live event, takes place at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now. Front row event ticket only $15. Plus the general admission tickets, $10. And of course, we've got packages online, iyfwrestling.com. If you're already here listening to the podcast, you might as well go to the website. And some of you are already at the website listening to the podcast. All you got to do is scroll down. The Q&A is only $45. Get there early, get your seats. And of course, we've got packages, all this and a whole lot more. Like I said, we've got the loser leaves professional wrestling match. CJ Scott has had enough of Franz Roddy. Can CJ Scott get rid of Franz Roddy? Or will Franz Roddy bid adieu to CJ Scott at Proving Grounds? We've got the newly crowned New Breed champion, Damon Ravage, being challenged by Dewey Murray, the winner of the five-man gauntlet match at In the Crosshairs. And we've got Cassius Kutcher challenging Drake Evans. Of course, Cassius Kutcher, the Right to Fight winner, challenging Drake Evans for the IYF Wrestling Championship. And after these strange new alliances formed at In the Crosshairs, who knows what's next for In Your Face Wrestling? All that we do know, November 7th, Season 9, Proving Grounds, Road Warrior Animal. We got Drake Evans, Cassius Kutcher, Franz Roddy, CJ Scott, Chip Stetson, Hellcat, Dewey Murray, Thomas Brewington, Garrett Holliday, Zach Clayton, In Your Face Wrestling, the Duanesburg Area Community Center. That's Saturday, November 7th, starting at 7 p.m. And of course, a special Q&A session by Road Warrior Animal starts at 4:30. Get your tickets today.